For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Afghanistan is turning into a suicide mission. The Sinless Council is a European foundation which focuses on international security and development issues. Earlier this week, the Council put out a report entitled Canada in Kandahar, No Peace to Keep. According to the Sinless Council, quote, Canadian troops and Afghan civilians are paying with their lives for Canada's adherence to the U.S. government's failing military and counter-narcotics policies in Kandahar. The U.S.-led counter-terrorist operations and militaristic poppy eradication strategies have triggered a new war with the Taliban and other insurgent groups and are causing countless civilian deaths, end quote. Meanwhile, the English newspaper The Independent reported Thursday that the British officer about to take command of NATO operations in Afghanistan is also warning that the crop eradication program there is driving farmers to the Taliban and making the situation even more dangerous. Lieutenant General David Richards is taking over in Afghanistan just as NATO is preparing to take over responsibility for security in the south from the U.S. According to Reuters, the violence this year in Afghanistan is the worst since the invasion in 2001. More than 1,000 people have died, including 50 foreign troops so far this year. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
4.5 years ago, while the wreckage of New York's Twin Towers still smoldered, U.S. forces invaded Afghanistan and liberated the country's opium trade. Since September 11, 2001, Afghan illegal opium production has risen from 185 to 4,500 metric tons annually. American-occupied Afghanistan's opium bumper crops are equivalent to 500 metric tons of heroin yearly. If one assumes 14 individual doses per gram of Bush White, our current record production represents approximately 7 billion hits per year, or 20 million hits per day. On George Bush's watch and America's dime, Afghanistan has been allowed, perhaps encouraged, to corner the world's heroin black market. With 90% market dominance, one can reasonably conclude that the unholy alliance between the current administration and Afghanistan's drug lords constitutes the world's most pervasive and powerful illegal drug cartel. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
Kneel down and pray for the new Inquisition. Pray for success of the new Dark Age. All this in the name of God.
I'm praying that you get involved. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.